And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's May the 13th, 2014. 1939, on this day, the first commercial FM radio station in the United States made its first broadcast from Meriden, Connecticut, WDRC FM. At the time, it was known as W1XPW, but as WDRC FM, it's still on the air, serving listeners in the Hartford area. It was on this day, 1821, Samuel Rust patented a new and improved hand printing press. He called it the Washington Press. It was made of cast iron. It was easy to take apart, so you could transport it in manageable pieces and reassemble it. And it used a toggle mechanism to hold the platen firmly against the paper with even pressure. Printing technology evolved by leaps and bounds over the rest of the 19th century, but the Washington Press continued to be one of the most popular presses among people with small shops. And some fine art printers still use a Washington Press, nearly 200 years after that patent. It's the birthday of the novelist Daphne du Maurier, born in London, 1907, came from a family of actors and writers, spent most of her adult life in Cornwall on the coast. Her three most famous novels, Jamaica Inn, Frenchman's Creek, and Rebecca, all set in Cornwall, where du Maurier wrote, she found the freedom that she desired, freedom to write, to walk, to wander, freedom to climb hills, to pull a boat, to be alone. It was on this day, 1940, Winston Churchill gave his first speech as Prime Minister to the House of Commons. He'd taken over as Prime Minister 3 days before from Neville Chamberlain, who in September of 1938 signed the Munich Agreement, which gave over part of Czechoslovakia to Adolf Hitler, a decision that Churchill had highly criticized at the time. And he said in a speech in the House of Commons after the Munich Agreement, "You were given the choice between war and dishonor. You chose dishonor, and you will have war." Churchill was 65 when he gave this speech in 1940. He'd been a politician more than 30 years, given plenty of speeches to the House of Commons. He faced a House on this day in 1940 that was not particularly enthusiastic about him. There were plenty of conservative members who wanted Chamberlain to stay on. And Churchill gave his blood, sweat, and tears speech. He said, "I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. What is our policy? I can say it is to wage war by sea, land, and air with all our might and with all the strength that God can give us to wage war against a monstrous tyranny never surpassed in the dark, lamentable catalog of human crime. You ask, what is our aim? I can answer in one word, it is victory. Victory at all costs, victory in spite of all terror, victory however long and hard the road may be, for without victory there is no survival." Here's a poem for today by Linda Paston, entitled Spring. Just as we lose hope, she ambles in, a late guest, dragging her hem of wild flowers, her torn veil of mist of light rain, blowing her dandelion breath in our ears, and we forgive her. Turning from chilly winter ways, we throw off our faithful sweaters and open our arms. Linda Paston's poem Spring from Heroes in Disguise, published by Norton, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.